J&K Canine Academy founder Pepe Perugiero, whose dogs have had a 98% or better accuracy rate detecting citrus canker in U.S. Department of Agriculture research, shares his hopes for the use of canines in citrus groves.
My hope is that we can do something similar to what we've done in the field of entomology. That is, by developing a protocol and a program where the dogs can systematically search a particular grove, they can eventually locate the plants early enough, and they can either be dealt with, removed, whatever it is that the grower decides to do. Our theory is that we can eventually make groves that have low-level infections, possibly even canker-free, with repeated inspections every 4 weeks or so, coming in early enough and detecting the plants early enough. We can remove those plants before they have an opportunity to spread the disease to other plants. And this is a beginning stage, because our real objective here is to be able to develop dogs to detect greening. So that is really our primary goal. We use canker as our catalyst and our stepping stone to work into the agricultural program.
Do you have any customers yet, or are you looking for some?
We are looking for customers right now that we'd like to develop and use the protocols with. We are looking for the opportunity to work with some growers, develop some protocols with them.
You've already started some work on greening detection with your dogs, correct?
We have. We've already started the program with greening, and it's been a real blessing to be able to work with Dr. Gottwald and moving in that direction, because it's very difficult to work with some of these odors, because getting access to them is not an easy thing.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.